Are you ready?
Welcome back to the Eat It Like a Podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like a Jesse Blanco's a television show. Remember those? It airs every weekend to be JCL Television here in Savannah, Hilton Head. You can also find everything we do at the mothership, eatitandlikeit.com. That is open 24 hours a day. We cover the food scene, Savannah, Hilton Head, and the general area better than anybody can or will. Very proud of that. This particular episode of this podcast was unscheduled, unplanned, unthought through, frankly, until about an hour ago when I said, you know, it might be a good idea to put this all on the record. But it has to do with a significant event that happened here on Savannah's food scene here this week, with the announcement that a beloved restaurant, Olympia Cafe, down on River Street, would not be returning to their location there at the foot of the Thomas Gamble Building, right behind City Hall, right in the center of River Street. That I knew would get a lot of attention. If you recall, if you have any ties to the area, last year when the lease had come up for that particular restaurant, there was a significant outcry in the community for the city demand, practically. There were petitions and everything that Olympia would be given a new lease and allowed to continue to operate in that space, despite the fact that the city was going to be closing it for a year plus to renovate the entire building, which they own. The citizens of Savannah demand it. Yeah, may fix your building, but we want Olympia back in there, and you're going to give them a lease or we're going to have a problem. That's kind of the long and the short of how that all went down over 2025. Well, long story short, Olympia ended up getting that new lease, but the building, as everybody involved knew, was going to be closing for a year plus for renovation. Now, that's what happened there. To go back, to give everybody who's not as familiar with why this is such a big deal and such a huge blow to Savannah's food scene and the nostalgia part of it, at any rate, is the fact that Olympia Cafe had been in that spot for roughly 30 years, maybe a little bit more, and it was owned in part by a gentleman by the name of Nick Pappas. Nick, I chuckle because it's almost stereotypical how warm, loving, friendly, and gregarious Nick Pappas was. And I say was because he did pass away recently. Nick was that patriarch of the operation. Everybody knew Nick. Everybody loved stopping by, whether it was for a quick lunch and he'd talk your ear off. And it was just, you know, everything you see in the movies about Greek culture. Nick made that restaurant and cafe. And so everybody knew Nick. Everybody loved Nick. Well, that went on for three decades, long before Savannah had a food scene, so long before Savannah was, you know, the national icon, if you will, for food scene or travel like it has become in the last, I don't know, 7 to 10 years. Olympia Cafe was part of the old school feel, if you will, of Savannah, and all the locals loved it. I chuckle because, you know, locals used to go down to River Street in far greater numbers than they do now. And, you know, Olympia Cafe was a big part of that. I remember when I first moved here, people were talking about, yeah, we're going down to River Street to eat at Olympia Cafe, far more than I have heard people talking about it in the last 5 years. Doesn't mean that they're not doing that. There's just a lot more options to go out to eat these days. But back then, when we had far fewer options, a lot of locals would make their way all the way down to River Street and down the hill behind City Hall, down to eat and enjoy a lovely meal and experience with the family that ran Olympia Cafe. That was the dynamic there. Well, as the years rolled on, Nick's daughter got involved with a lot of the heavy lifting, helping, you know, in dad's business and all of that stuff. And she got involved in helping to run the family business. There was also a business partner. The business partner, his name is Vasilis Barlagas. And I apologize if I butchered the pronunciation of his last name, but his first name is Vasilis. And everybody knows Vasilis as well. He's been there forever as well. And he was kind of I don't want to say knockoff. I'm not making this derogatory at all, but kind of I'm choosing my words carefully here, but kind of a JV version of the big you know, hulking personality that Nick was. That's the culture, obviously. The Greeks have never met a stranger. That's just how they roll. And Vasilis and Nick and the whole dynamic was that. Well, the business has gone on. And as Nick slowed down, as he got up in age, he slowed down. But Vasilis was running the business largely with the input from the Pappas family. And everything was just crawling along, and they were doing their thing. Well, after Nick passed away a couple of years ago, the lease came up for the city's lease in their building. The lease came up for renewal. Well, if you remember the story last year, the rule, the city's bylaws and the ordinances call for whenever a city-owned property's lease is up for renewal, they have to put it out for bids. Doesn't matter how long the previous tenant had been there. You have to get market value for what the property demands. And so you have to put out bids. And there was a big stink in 2025 over the why are you putting it out for bids? Well, because if you don't put it out for a bid, then you get accused of giving your buddy a sweetheart deal with the rent. No, you put it out for bids to establish the market value. This is just common sense. And we discussed it on a podcast episode last year because not everybody understood the dynamics, but they had to put it up for bid to get fair market value for rent on a city-owned space. Very simple. Well, they got the bid. Everybody, there was joy in Mudville. Everybody cheered, and it was one of the most shared Facebook posts of 2025. And everybody was happy that Vasilis and the Pappas family were going to continue with Olympia Cafe in that space after the renovation. They were set to close New Year's Eve, and they did. And the plan was for the building to be closed for the better part of 2026, and they would reopen at some point in 2027. Everybody was happy. Everybody thought, okay, it's a matter of time. We're going to be without Olympia Cafe for a year, but it will eventually be back. Well, it wasn't too long after the first of the year that those of us, and I use the term traffic in such information, started hearing that there was an alternate location in the works for a Greek restaurant that would not be Olympia Cafe. You hear these things and, you know, you get told things in confidence and you can't repeat them. And that's journalism 101. So I've been hearing about this for a few months now. We're sitting here in May as I record this. I'd been hearing about this for a few months now that Olympia wasn't going to return to that space, despite the fact that they had been granted a new lease by the city. Well, tick, tick, tick. Time goes by. I heard that there had a lease had been signed. I didn't chase it down because we still, as we knew, had an Olympia Cafe situation. You know, that, no, anybody, if I had asked anybody, they would have said, I don't know anything about that. Olympia Cafe has an agreement for a lease. You got to know when to ask the questions. So me personally, having heard this for a few months, I sat on it. I said, at some point we're going to hear, you know, what is going to come of that. And quite frankly, I thought it's probably going to be Eric Curl, who runs SavannahAgenda.com. And I give him love when I write stuff, and I'm giving him love here. So Eric Curl is one of the better journalists in the city when it comes to reporting things that are of a civic nature, involve the city. And he's very good at telling you what's up and telling you why you should care, more importantly. He does a great job at SavannahAgenda.com. He's built that up into a nice resource here in Savannah, and I'm sure it will continue to grow. But about late March, you know, you start seeing hearing smoke. And I thought, okay, at some point, Savannah Agenda is going to pop up with the story that Olympia Cafe is no more in that space in the Gamble Building behind City Hall. Well, it took a little bit longer than I thought it would, but here we are now as I record this May 14th, and this is one day after Eric reported the story that the parties involved, the attorneys for the Pappas family, had sent a letter to the city telling them that they being the Pappas family, Nick's widow, and Vasilis had been able to come to an agreement with each other as far as how they were going to move forward with the new business and the new lease and the new everything. They were unable to come to an agreement. And as such, they had heard that Vasilis had moved on and was pursuing a restaurant in a different location. That was the letter. It's public knowledge. It's been all over social media for 2 days now. That letter was dated April 21, sent by attorneys for the family to the city. And at that point, they said, hey, you know, we can't continue. We can't execute this lease. You know, we'd essentially like to give it back to the city so you can post it up for bids again and go through that whole process again. And the city can find someone else to lease the space because Olympia Cafe will not return in that space. Well, there was your official notification that Olympia Cafe would not return. Come to find out, and I'd known this for a few weeks, that a space down the street, down on River Street, had been leased. The old Lizzie's Burger Place down 414 East River Street, down by the River Street Market. Right next door to River Street Liquors, that lease had been signed in January by someone who was going to put a Greek and or Mediterranean restaurant in there. Well, ding, 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 ding. That's what it turned out to be. I asked a few people some questions, and I was told that Vasilis was looking around Savannah, but he really, really, really wanted to stay on River Street. And that space was available, and so he took it. That lease, as I was told, was signed in January, and it's been the worst kept secret in Savannah. The business community certainly knew, but these aren't things that people run around talking about. I knew. The facade had been painted. It's beautiful. It looks like something you'd see on the waterfront in Greece. And they've been working on the inside of it since January, February. This is not breaking news. This didn't just happen here middle of May. This just didn't happen here at the end of April. One of the parties involved had moved on quite a few months ago and has been working on his new location right down the other end of River Street. That restaurant, I peeked in as I went over there to take some photos today. All the neighbors knew. All the neighbors that saw me taking photos, hey, Jesse came out and everybody talked my ear off about what the plans are for that space. Oh, yeah, he told me this, and oh, yeah, he told me that. I have not spoken to Vasilis, but I've heard pretty much everything about it that I think is public knowledge to the people who know. You know, there's a lot of hand-wringing in Savannah for the nostalgia part of it. Everybody's going to miss Olympia Cafe and what it was. Olympia Cafe still held a special place in a lot of people's hearts because of the dynamic. It was 30 years, but I think it would be fair to say, without trying to be at all negative to the people who continue to run it, that once Nick started slowing down, that place was a little bit different. Lovely, lovely restaurant to visit. Some people like it more than others, but it wasn't the same as it was 10, 15 years ago. Who among us is the same as we were 10 or 15 years ago? That's just reality. That's just life. But, the comments on Facebook, I do want to mention, you know, somebody even mentioned the city hates locals. Why? the people who claim to know what's up and don't, just spouting off commentary, as tends to happen on social media, is a little bit frustrating. But the reality is, this is an agreement that could not be reached between two owners of a restaurant. And I'm gathering, and I don't know this for sure, but it stands to reason that Mrs. Pappas, you know, it was Nick's restaurant. It was Nick's passion. It was Nick's baby. Not to say that she didn't care. Of course, I'm sure she did. It was a family business. But if she's getting up in age herself, you know, this is a good opportunity to break. This is a good opportunity to take a buyout if you can, or just sell what you can and just step away and live happily ever after, rather than try to grind it out into later years of your life. So they chose to step away from this entire situation, and Vasilis is going to open his own restaurant down the street with, I'm sure, a lot of the same menu and a lot of the same charm and a lot of the same everything that he had at Olympia. But I don't think any of us would disagree that it's just not going to be the same with Olympia, as Olympia. I can't wait for him to open. I'll be among the first to go there and have dinner and hang out and see what's up. I wish him and everybody who opens a restaurant well, and I hope he doesn't miss a beat. There will always be the comparison. There will always be the comparison. Well, I liked it better when it was blue, or I liked it better when the light faced that way, or I liked it better when they had this picture hanging on the wall in this corner. People can be ridiculous in that regard sometimes, and that's nostalgia talking. And the unwillingness to accept change. But that's just human nature. But I think, you know, given the situation, given the fact that they were going to be closed for a year and all of the things that I just talked about, I think it's a great thing that he's been able to find a space there on River Street and give it a shot to make a run at what I'm sure will be a good restaurant. Hopefully, if it's half as popular as Olympia was, then he'll be just fine. I think we could all agree on that as well. So I certainly wish him well. I hope to catch up with him soon. Super great guy. Always Vasilis I'm talking about. Always been very nice to me whenever I run into him here and there and there and here. Super nice people, all of them. I wish everybody involved here well. And I'm glad that, you know, in the big picture, we've got a junior version right down the road that we can hopefully visit and eat it. And like it. If you got any questions about any of this, don't know how much more I can tell you beyond what I've just shared, shoot me a note, tips@eatitandlikeit.com. We are always listening. We may not respond if you're rude, not going to do that. But that's the whole story as I know it. And another quick shout out to Eric Kroll and SavannahAgenda.com. I knew he'd be on it, and he was. Good dude, good product. So check him out if you have not already. And we'll see you next time.